Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion, it's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
If you're an RIA, Schwab Advisor Services is the Watson to your homes. Smart, dependable, always has your back. With all the wealth services, technology, and support your firm needs, the difference is so obvious, it's Schwabvious. Follow the clues at Schwabvious.com.
Hi, everybody. Super special guests. I have to say, Gabriella has been on the podcast before. We had a solo episode with Gabriella. But then, after some months, Gabriella and Lucia got together and created their own project, which is also a podcast, videocast. Let's figure it out, right? So the truth is that Gabriella has been here. So if you want to know a lot more about Gabriella's background and all of that in The Language Worker, you're free to go to that episode. For now, we're just going to hear a little bit about Gabriella, just a little introduction, and a little bit about Lucia, and we'll find out more things about Lucia, because I don't actually know Lucia as well as I know Gabriella, right? So let's do it. Let's start with Gabriella, because the rule when I have more than one guest is to always start. It's the only rule I have, right? It's to start with a guest that I already know. So that's the only rule in this podcast. So thank you so much for being here, ladies. Thank you so much, Gabriella, for coming back. And let's hear just a little bit about Gabriella, even if she's a really famous person. Everybody knows her. She's been featured in magazines. She goes to big events. So let's hear a little bit about this superwoman. Thank you.
Hi, everyone. No pressure. Thank you for having me back. Yeah, it was actually my first time on Spotify was with you. So that was a really big, big milestone for my career and also for my personal experience, because I really stepped out of the comfort zone. So thank you for that. And thank you for having us today. And yeah, I don't know if I'm famous, but I have done a lot of things.
In my neighborhood, you are.
I'm a bit obsessed with LinkedIn. Because, I don't know how to say it. It brought a lot of good stuff. And my job is very lonely. And I'm also working part of the year from Algeria, which can be very lonely because it's a new culture, a new environment for me. So I needed this human touch, even if it's digital. So yeah, maybe, as you know, I'm a certified bilingual translator. I work from English to French and Romanian and between French and Romanian. I also opened the first localization agency for research content in Algeria and covering all the Mediterranean region. I'm a co-host with Lucia, which is a big, big thing for me, really, really big thing. And yeah, localization is part of my personal and professional life. So I talk a lot about localization, and I try to bring this this transparency, this human touch in the digital environment. I think we need that today with all the changes that we have in the industry. Mm-hmm. I think that's me.
Yes, today we're going to focus more specifically in your project and the project that you guys have together. So let's meet Lucia. Well, just get to know a little bit more about Lucia, because I actually don't know anything about Lucia except for the fact that she's working with you, right?
Thank you so much, everyone. Lucia. Hello, Rita. Thanks for having us here. Well, I'm the anti-social part of the duo. You see, Gabriella, it's outgoing and she goes to conferences, she goes to talks, and she likes to be out. I'm the opposite. I'm a little bit more to myself. I like to talk a lot. So I think that's why we do a good duo. I've been in the localization industry for 10 years. I started in the UK, then I moved back to Spain, and I've been in many different LSPs because I'm a curious person. So I've been around 2 years in one LSP and then jumping to another one and into another one. So I've touched a little bit of everything. I've touched, well, obviously project management because that's what I do. But I've touched a little bit of vendor management, of sales, account management, so a little bit of everything because I wanted to. Nobody forced me. That's one thing I have to say.
It's good to know that nobody forced you. So you
Yeah.
guys have this project together, vendor and project manager, right? So it's a podcast, is it a video cast? So what about the format and how did you guys come up with the idea of joining forces to create this project?
Well,
Gabriela. Or
it was
sorry, okay, Lucia,
Gabriela.
go ahead.
Yeah, sorry. Because she was the one telling me. We met one day in Toledo. She was in Spain, and she came to me and said, "Lucia, I'm in Madrid. Let's meet. Let's do something." Because we worked together for 2 years, I believe, no? In one LSP that I worked on as a project manager, and
Okay.
Gabriela was
A
my
vendor.
go-to French translator.
Right. I see. That makes sense, right? So that is the genesis of your relationship, really the origin story, right? You guys were already in those two positions. Because Gabriella, obviously, you're not only a vendor, you're also a project manager, a business owner, and all of those things. So I thought it was really interesting that you actually preferred in this project to be in that position. Why did you decide to be in that position? Of course, if you're pairing up with Lucia, and for you, she's a PM, you would be the vendor, but you could have chosen anybody else, right? And you could have been in the opposite position. So why did you choose to be the vendor in this project?
I must confess, I don't do a lot of project managing, and I'm not good at it because we had a talk about that. Yes, we had a talk about that with Lucia, and even during some episodes, that not everyone is made for project managing. I can't do it. I'm maybe, I don't know. At heart, I'm a freelancer. We talked about that, I think, in our previous episode, and I said that I'm a freelancer, but we need more today. We because you have the colleagues that call themselves freelancer and they stop right there, but you have the ones that they are freelancers, but they are also thinking as a business owner, as a vendor. So I realized that I want to be a vendor because I do a lot of stuff. I don't only do some projects from here and there. I also created the agency. I'm also registered as a translator entrepreneur in France. So I'm a lot of stuff, and the common keyword between all the stuff I'm doing is vendor, because I'm a vendor for the researchers, I'm a vendor for the LSPs I'm working with, I'm a vendor for the direct clients that I'm working with almost daily. So that was the common word. And as I told you, I will never see myself as a PM. So I really needed someone who is a real PM. And Lucia, believe me from experience, she's I call her the PM of the PMs. I don't know if, yeah. And I told her that she should put it on her portfolio because you have PMs. I have a lot of them, but you have someone that can manage other PMs. She has the skills. So yeah.
Yes, I understand. I was a project manager for 4 years and I was a vendor manager for 8 years. So, and throughout all that time, I was also a vendor. So I
Yeah.
understand being in all of those positions. It totally makes sense that you need to put on different hats in order to accomplish all of these tasks. And of course, one person has a favorite area, even if you have to be all over the place, right? So, Lucia, when you guys talked about this, you started, I suppose, soul searching and thinking about how your experience, which is basically written experience and messaging experience, could be, I suppose, translated into something for the media, right? Something that could be talked about. Since you are a little bit more of an introvert, how did you feel about this big shift of all of a sudden having to think about PMing and having to think about the work that you do on a, let's say, verbal way?
Well, that's one of the things that I said to Gabriela, because Gabriela, she doesn't like to talk in public. Everyone knows that because she says that openly. So I said to her, listen, let's have a real conversation. Just a conversation between you and me so that we don't have to talk. I mean, we don't have to think about what we are going to talk or what we are going to discuss. Let's just prepare some maybe questions or a topic and let's discuss. And it's true that I don't like talking that much to a lot of people, but to me, this is like a phone conversation, like a video call. So
same
it
for
works.
Me. Of course. So do you like feel like you have thought about the way that you do your job as a PM in a different way ever since you started the project, because you have verbalized a lot of the things that you had been doing? Did it have an impact?
Yes. Yes, it did have an impact. It's true that now I'm a localization manager. I'm not PMing in an LSP, so
yes.
I'm more working with companies rather than freelancers. But it changed the way I read posts on LinkedIn. It changed the way I look at freelancers and the future of them and how I reflect on what they can do better and what they can do worse and how they see us, like PMs.
I think that's probably also the basis, Gabriela, correct me if I'm wrong, the basis of the idea, right? Because we know in the industry, it's almost like we are and they are them, because they represent companies, right? Because PMs represent companies, either their company or usually somebody else's company, a big company, whatever it is, right? So was this the reason why you got together? Because you felt, because I feel that there is a lot of either disconnection or not understanding what is going on the other side might bring problems for both sides, right? So is this from where you guys are coming from?
Yeah, 100%. Because in the intro of each episode, I say that I'm a vendor and I'm very close to my PMs because I don't know, I have lucky stars somewhere, but I only had and have human PMs. Yeah, not everything is perfect. I don't want to lie. And sometimes we have some gray things, zones. But in general, I had and I have good PMs. And when there were changes in our industry, as with, I don't know, machine translation, many CAD tools, AI, ChatGPT, there were a lot of colleagues who started to rant on social media, who started to blame the PMs. And I was like, let's stop. Not everything is like that. Sometimes maybe the PM doesn't want to know. I know that from Lucia and from others PMs. They don't want to have this reply. They don't want to take this path, but that's the LSP policy, or maybe that's the company policy. There is a lot of stuff going on beyond the PM. So I don't think it's good to assume. That's one thing. Maybe it's better to ask. Maybe it's better if you receive a reply from a PM that you don't like. Maybe you should pause before rant on social media or to, I don't know, on another channel like Slack, because I'm on different channels on Slack. And maybe go back to the PM, explain. Tell them your feelings. Tell them that you don't understand. Show them that you care, that you are a true freelancer, a true vendor, that you don't understand why the changes. For example, if they did they wanted to decrease the rate and or they want to do more MTPE, for example,
yes,
which is a hot subject nowadays with the MTPE. Try to understand. And then maybe there will be other solutions, because someone asked me during the AI Translation Summit that they change they decrease the rate for revision. They put MTPE. They don't want translation. They want MTPE. And it's getting very messy. And I told them, stop thinking in terms of rate per word and maybe start thinking in terms of hourly rate. See how many words per hour you can revise, and maybe you will earn a better rate per hour than if you think in terms of word rate, for example. But don't immediately assume that this is the worst thing that can happen to you. So this is why I wanted to show colleagues, that's my aim actually, to show them that we can see other things. And that sometimes fear stops us to see other solutions or maybe choose a better communication with our PMs. I don't know if it makes sense, but my personal aim as a vendor from our podcast is to help colleagues see others' solutions. It's mindset. I'm the mindset.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Well, of course, because the other difference, obviously, is that at least at the same time, of course, PMs can work for multiple companies, but at the same time, usually you as a vendor, you work for many PMs, and PMs usually only work for that company, right? So having multiple clients obviously gives you a different perspective on the world, and you already know that it's either a trend or a common problem in the industry. So you don't start immediately blaming your PM, but at the same time, sometimes people feel the need to have someone to blame. And obviously the PM usually has nothing to do with company policy except for making it part of your day-to-day, right? And so people just start ranting, as you would say. So in terms of the project, Lucia, how do you come up with the topics? Because it's like endless, right? I know. So how do you do it? Is it something that you talk about during the week and then when you record, it's already there? Is it something that you meet a few minutes before the episode and start talking about the possible topics? How do you prepare for each episode? I already know that it's very organic. It's like I do, it's just a conversation. But because there's two of you, there's the difference. I'm sure you have at least one underlying topic, right? So how do you go about choosing that?
Yeah, well, first of all, I have to say that Gabriela and I talk almost every day for different reasons. Even
how
if
beautiful.
It's just a meme, we talk. So when we see something on LinkedIn, like some hot topic on LinkedIn, we've got a spreadsheet. So we keep on putting some topics on there. If we run out of topics, then why not saying it? We ask ChatGPT. And we say, based on our podcast, which topics do you recommend that can be interesting for our audience? And then from there, we have like a little script, but not a script. It's something to follow if you get lost at some point. We never follow it because, as I said, it's just a conversation. So we never follow it, but it gives you the sense of security that if something goes wrong, you've got something to hold on to. And that's how
yes,
we do
I
it.
Understand.
And we've got a list of, I think, 15, 20 more topics. So,
because it's pretty recent, let's say, right? I mean, I've started almost 3 years ago, but you guys have started, I don't know, 6 months ago, 8 months ago, or am I completely wrong? Gabriela?
In April, I think, in April. And I think, Lucia, you talked about the topics, but we also have a thing for the titles. Maybe Lucia can tell us more. We have, this is our touch.
Okay.
The titles are crazy because we always want a title that is catchy, but it's not so obvious. So if we're going to talk about quality, we don't want to say, okay, this post, this episode is about quality.
It's not an obvious title.
So it's I'm a music lover, Gabriela as well, and Gabriela also loves cinema, and I love series. So with all these three topics, we always try to come up with a title that relates to a movie or to a song or something like that. Sometimes it's difficult. I have to say sometimes it's really difficult. And we also have external help. But in some other occasions, the titles, they just come up.
Nice. So you said it come from outside, as in you have help to, you know, for technical things or for creative things. So you have other hidden members of the team, or it's just the two of you and then friends who just chip in?
It's a hidden member of many teams these days. So, yeah, as I said, it's ChatGPT, basically.
Oh, I see.
And that's where we talked a lot about that, because again, many colleagues, I'm speaking from the vendor side, see AI or see ChatGPT as the enemy. But it doesn't have to be the enemy if you know how to use it. And in our case, the conversation are human. The conversations, the topics are human, okay? Our work is human, but we should use AI to help us be more productive, help us find something that will help our colleagues, the freelancers, the PMs, the vendor managers, for example, or even the buyers, the clients. So this is one of the topics that almost, it's in almost all our episodes, is that we shouldn't be scared, or we shouldn't say no to AI or tools. You keep your human work, you keep your human quality, you keep your human touch, but why not use the tools to create something meaningful? For example, I know that this podcast is unique. We don't have another podcast where you have a vendor and you have a PM face to face, and we talk about things that some years ago they were taboo. We didn't talk about PMs. They were LSPs. They didn't even acknowledge the freelancers they work with. For example, or freelancers, they didn't ask for referrals to PMs from LSPs, because that was taboo. That was no. We have NDAs in place. No, nowadays I think I tagged almost all the PMs I have been working with, and they are very happy to recommend us to talk about the fact that we are in their team, and the fact that we can talk about this, it's also with the help of the tools. But at the end of the day, the work is human. The podcast is human. So yeah, ChatGPT shouldn't be taboo, for example.
Okay. Yeah. So in these 6 months, I've been counting the days, right? If you said it was April, so not 6 months, but I knew it was about 6 to 8 months. Because of course I always follow whatever you say on LinkedIn. I always know what you're doing somehow. And so the question is, how has it been for the communities that you serve, the language community, the freelancers, the vendors, the PMs, all these people? How has their response been to the project? How has it been from them? Do you have feedback? How many episodes do you have? Right now, do you do once a week, or is it every 15 days, or you do it whenever you have a topic, or how do you operate that part of the frequency?
Yeah, well, I have to say I would like more interaction in terms of the community, because we know we keep track of how many listens we've had for each episode, how many views, how many followers on LinkedIn. We keep track of all that. I'm a PM, obviously, so we do. But we haven't had that much interaction in terms of comments or people reaching out to us. We've been recommended in some places. Gabriela can tell more about that. But yeah, we've posted on multimedia, multilingual.
Yes, the magazine,
Multilingual media, I think it's called, no?
Yes.
Or
tell
like
us
that.
Gabriela, I know that happened because I saw the post.
Yeah, we started.
How did that happen, right? How did that happen, Gabriela? She made it happen somehow, right?
Gabriela is the public relations. Yeah.
No, let's start to Lucia. She's the technical brain. She does the editing. She does the, I don't know how she put the intro together, and I don't want to know.
Right.
Sure, yeah. But I'm the marketing part. I'm the marketing brain. At first we wanted to start with an episode per week, and we did that for several months, but we realized that it was too much, not only for us, but also for the audience, also for the listeners or the viewers, because it's also in video format. So we started.
So is it on Spotify too? And video?
Yes.
Or
it's on Spotify and on YouTube.
So like a real podcast, right?
Exactly. Video and audio. Mm. And then we realized it's too much, not only for us, but also for the audience. And we switched to 2 times per month. And also at first I was doing a lot of designs, a lot of stuff for each episode. And on our LinkedIn page, it was all crazy stuff there, and I was like, I don't like it. We have to be more consistent. We have to have something in place. So I started thinking, and I asked Lucia, and I said, let's do something more consistent, something that it will be nice for the brain, because our images are everywhere. And we are now with a new phase, with a new design. I also change everything on YouTube and Spotify. We have something very nice.
I know how that goes.
Yeah. And as for multilingual, we reached to them and we said that we have a new podcast and it's an unique. Again, I have to highlight that because we didn't find something similar, something that where we have two key actors of the industry face to face. We reached to them, sorry. And we explain about the podcast, etc. And they agree to do four features. We already published two. Yeah, they are summaries of previous episodes. They published two. There are still two going on. And yeah, that gave us a little boost. But it's not easy. I know.
No.
You know that.
No.
You know that.
But it's not easy at all.
But it's, as Lucia said, this is something that we do because it's like a conversation. So it's
because you believe that it will help a lot of people, I suppose.
Exactly, yeah. It's not we want to have 2,000 listeners, but they don't retain anything of the day. It's not only blah, blah, blah. And also the episodes, they are not very long because we want to stick to the main issue, the main I don't know, topic or something, just to give them something to say, I didn't think about that. Oh, maybe Lucia, she has a point. Maybe I should write different to my vendors. Or maybe one of my colleagues said, yeah, she's right. Maybe I can try to see these AI changes in another light. We want that moment, not just blah, 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 blah.
Right. So we want to have a point for each episode for people to have a takeaway every time that you get together, get your brains together, Zooms together.
We have 19 episodes so far because you asked, sorry, I forgot to reply. Uh-huh. We have 19 episodes so far and we are in a new consistent phase. That's
very nice. Well, I think people have only advantages in following you, listening to your content, and learning from you, and also understanding how possible this synergy, this relationship between the supposed one side and the other side. I don't like looking at it from that perspective, from a vendor management perspective. My dream one day would be that people would feel like part of a team somehow. And I would love to be a part of that. So I think you're actually helping that process with your hard work, volunteer work, right? So it's very important that people support our project because we do it because we believe that it's good for the rest of the community. Like the three of us have this in common, right? So this is the reason why I do it. This is the reason why you do it. And because we know we have been in the industry long enough. I will not say how many years I've been in the industry because it's much longer than you. Of course, but the idea is to help people either who are coming into the profession, who are thinking about coming in the profession, who have been in the profession for a long time and have not been able to process all the changes and all the waves and all the commotion, all the hype around what we do. So this is our role, really. I guess the three of us have that in common. So we really count on everybody's support in order to keep on doing what we are doing. And support for us means feedback, comments, sharing everything that we do, because that's how we spread the word. The idea is for us to share the knowledge that we have acquired and somehow bring it to the community. So that's our common goal. So thank you so much, ladies, for being here. I really appreciate it. I appreciate your work. Gabriela has been a part of my life now for some time. I invited her to come to the podcast because I had already been following her. She's the woman with the turban. So she also has different looks on that side. So looking forward. Yes, for sure. The human touch, right? I guess I just posted a short of you about that. Exactly. The part where you talk about the human touch. Keep it human. Keep it human. I guess it's your motto, right? Thank you so much, Lucia. It was a pleasure to get to know you better. Thank you so much, Gabriela. And we'll keep on doing our thing. Please support our work and keep us going. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rita, for having us here. And thank you, everyone, for listening.